Mario Cuomo, born to immigrant parents who ran a grocery store in Queens, almost became a Major League Baseball player before entering law school and turning to politics. He was lieutenant governor under Hugh Carey, and he won a Democratic primary against then New York City Mayor Ed Koch to become governor of New York in 1982. Cuomo recounted his humble roots in his first inaugural address as governor in 1983.
Like millions of others, my mother and father came here with very little more than a willingness to spend all their effort in honest toil. They asked only for the opportunity to work and for some protection in those moments when they would not be able to protect themselves. Thanks to a government that was wise enough to help them without stifling them, and strong enough to provide them with opportunities to earn their own bread, they survived.
The very next year, Cuomo gained national attention when he gave the keynote address at the Democratic Convention in San Francisco in what became known as the Tale of Two Cities speech. It was a liberal rebuttal to then-President Ronald Reagan's vision of America as a shining city on a hill.
Mr. President, you ought to know that this nation is more a tale of two cities than it is just a shining city on a hill. Maybe, Mr. President, if you visited some more places, maybe if you went to Appalachia where some people still live in sheds, maybe if you went to Lackawanna where thousands of unemployed steel workers wonder why we subsidize foreign steel.
After that, Cuomo was considered a contender for president. The closest he came was in December of 1991, when a plane stood on the tarmac at the Albany Airport in order to get the governor to New Hampshire in time to register for the presidential primary there. Cuomo never boarded, saying he had to deal with a state budget crisis instead.
But I would be less than honest if I did not admit to you my regret at not having the chance to run for president.
Mario Cuomo lost his fourth bid for governor in part because, in an era of high incidence of violent crime, he clung to his belief that the death penalty was wrong. Ironically, under Cuomo, the state's prison population grew to its largest size ever. He also had to close giant budget deficits and at times cut taxes and spending, though overall state spending grew during his 12 years in office. Mario Cuomo also saw indoor smoking bans enacted and the first law against hate crimes. Almost 20 years to the day after Mario Cuomo lost his final political race, his son Andrew Cuomo was reelected governor of New York, and Mario Cuomo was honored by the crowd in what was to be his last public appearance.
A man who is all about principle and inspiration, and has taught many of the people in this room what being a Democrat is really all about. I want you to give a big, big New York welcome to Governor Mario Matthew Cuomo.
The applause went on and on. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.